Hey there, and welcome to the Two Mom Life podcast, a show for moms like us, balancing it all and ready to live an inspired and full life. Everybody, welcome. I'm your host, Jody Fried, mom of four, Jewish community professional, and mother's empowerment coach. Motherhood is a journey, and on this podcast, inspired by Jewish thought, you will learn from other moms, receive practical advice, and loads of inspiration. Motherhood is messy and certainly not perfect. So here is to mom life, to finding your way, to finding perfect moments. Here is to you. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Jewish Mama Masha. This has been such an incredible series, and I'm excited to be here today with Ayala Chwal from Birth Your Biz. Ayala is a doula. She lives in Israel and she works with moms all over, but she is really a powerhouse and a role model and example, I think, for all of us. I'm really excited about our conversation today. Ayala, do you want to just introduce yourself briefly?
Sure. Thanks. First of all, Jody, thank you so much for like inviting me into this. And I think what you're doing is amazing. I think it's such a wonderful idea. I love that you're giving opportunity to, you know, we are all kind of stuck in a grind very often. And there's a lot that we carry on our plates as Jewish moms specifically in all of the different aspects of our lives. So I think it's great to like take this time out and to start to really talk about some of the topics that you, I know you've been, you know, the other people that you've been interviewing, and I think it's really, really great. So first of all, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm Ayala. I'm a massage therapist and a doula, also a birth processing facilitator, which is something that I'll talk about a little bit later, something that I started realizing was a necessity in our communities. And then more recently, I also started helping birth professionals to market themselves effectively, to help them, you know, get and reach and find the people who need them and get hired by them. So that's sort of all the things. And I'm a mom of six, plus I have a huge dog. So I've got five boys, one girl, and a dog. And I don't know that I could be any of the things that I mentioned before, including myself, if not for my amazing husband, Yoram. So we're a great team, and we manage to stay sane together, or at least if we're going insane, we're going there together. So it's all good.
Good for you. That's amazing. And I absolutely love what you do, both in terms of helping birth professionals market themselves and do, you know, just like serve the people that really need them. You know, I know from experience how needed doulas are. And so I think that's absolutely beautiful. And also the birth processing work, I know that it took me, I still probably haven't worked through all of it, but I'm sure, you know, like when you birth one kid or multiple kids, there's so many things that go on, and there's, you know, a lot of like trauma, or that's kind of like surface level or not, and things that we don't always or ever address. So I think that's really amazing work. And, you know, I know that you are pretty big into helping people like realize and understand like their why behind why they're doing what they're doing, why they're starting a business, why they're, you know, raising their kids a certain way, whatever that is. So I'd love to talk about that a little bit. And then I also would really love it if you can go into a little bit more depth about what processing our birth experiences mean, sometimes years later, and how that impacts us. So I'm just going to open with that, and you can take it where you want it. And, you know, I'll chime in when I have something to ask or say.
Great. Excellent. Yeah. Interrupt me. Keep me focused. Okay. So this realization of how important knowing what your why is, for me, it started because we've been through a really rocky time these past, I'd say, 6 years. I know it's a long time, but my two youngest, so my second to youngest, I guess, is six this year, and really surrounding the time of his birth, like where we were living at the time, community, a lot of different things that were going on, you know, being like still kind of trying to find our place in Israel. We were living in a community that wasn't quite right for us, but we were trying to make it work. And then my husband's father got sick, and they were in Israel, and we were like far away. There was that we were working through. And also just financially, we were in a really, really bad place, just for a whole bunch of different reasons. And realizing that we were going to have to move. And this is like literally 6 years of my life condensed into 2 minutes. So realizing that we were going to move closer to like the Jerusalem area. We live in Ariel now. We moved from the Golan. And also then deciding to maybe try for another baby and actually succeeding at that pretty quickly, a little quicker than we thought. and then doing that move with, you know, the pregnancy and making a bar mitzvah and like a whole lot of things going on at the same time. And then getting settled down here in this new area and sort of rebuilding my business and feeling a lot of stress around it because I needed to bring in money. Made me realize, like, at some point, I actually put my whole, I stopped working. Like, I stopped working in birth altogether. I took a job doing legal transcription. Like, look, I need a salary. I can't work out of the house. Like, it's just not practical. And I found this fantastic, you know, opportunity to work from home on my own schedule. And I was like, I can't do anything else. And what's nice is that I had worked really hard on building my birth practice. And so I was having births come in anyway. So I was able to like, you know, getting referred and getting calls about births, and I was able to sort of maintain the birth doula part without a lot of effort because of effort that I put in before. Okay. and you know, thank God.
Yeah. Yeah.
But sort of stay in the birth world through that. But I kind of took all the pressure off myself and I said to myself, I really don't want to, I want to only focus on the mom. Like I don't want to work, you know, to be teaching the doulas anymore. I want to put that aside and just work with, you know, with mothers, just do maybe birth processing, some workshops and have this job and that's it. And I was feeling very frustrated, even though I was still going to births, like at least once, you know, one birth a month, which sometimes means two or three in 1 month and then none in the next month. But, you know, at least even though I was still supporting mothers in that way, something wasn't sitting right. And so at some point, like maybe like 6 months later after I made this decision, which now we're going back about 6 months from now, I said, okay, I need some inspiration. So I'd had, you know, right after we had moved, I was working with a business coach, a very high-end business coach, and about growing my business and reaching more people. And a lot of the stress had been coming from there. And I was like, okay, I'm ready. And so I sort of also like, I stopped listening to her stuff and reading her emails. She's wonderful, but I couldn't like, I had to like separate myself completely. I was like off of coaching completely. Like, I don't want to talk to business coaches. I don't want to hear from them. Like, but then I realized I needed some inspiration. I needed to just take steps back in slowly. And I found some people that I felt more aligned with and started slowly stepping back into a growth mindset for my business. Mm. And when I did that, I discovered an amazing book by Simon Sinek. I'm sure you've seen his TED Talk about Start With Why. And I read the book. I actually listened to the book on my way back and forth to prenatal appointments and birth. So that's where I listen to my podcasts and my audio books. That's where I do all my learning is in the car. And as I'm listening to this book, Start With Why, and I highly recommend everybody read it, I realized I was able to sort of go through his process and realize what my why really is. And the bottom line of my why is that every human being has the right to autonomy and dignity and respect from their care providers, and specifically because my passion is birth, specifically birthing women, have a right to autonomy and dignity and respect in their birth care and their perinatal care. Mm. And my why, like, that's my mission. Wow. So with my kids, as a mom, you know, I'm instilling in them their that respect and that autonomy, and also how to give it, you know.
So how does that apply to the average mom, like the average Jewish mom today? Like, what? It sounds like it was like a process for you to come to that. And it sounds like for you to really get back to that why, you know. So what are the implications of that for all of us?
I'll just talk about in my own, how it helped me as a mother, me personally, is that it was more of a realization that these are the things that I focus on, that I already focus on. It allowed me to bring more focus to those places, realizing that that's sort of what lights me up. And so in my parenting, it means it allows me to be more present with my kids when they're having a hard time, and also when they're not interacting very well with each other. It allows me to sort of step in as a, like, to think, you know, to go back to that place and say, and like kind of come in as a doula to that place and be like, hey, what's going on here? You know, what is it that you want, and what is it that you want, and how can, you know, it doesn't always work. There's definitely, you know, we definitely have elusive moments, but it helps to keep me grounded to know that that's sort of my fire. And that's the legacy I want to leave behind. If I leave nothing else, I want my children to, you know, to know that they should demand, you know, their own autonomy, and to be treated with respect and dignity in their lives, and also to recognize that that is the right of the people around them, including their family members, especially siblings, which is sometimes really hard to remember. You know, but that wherever they go in life, that that's something that they take with them, and that helps me focus.
There's one word, I think that's great what you're saying. And the one word that really stood out to me was, you said it grounds me, I feel grounded. And I think that, you know, your why, it seems like, is a thing that you can always go back to as those guiding principles that you live your life by. You know, even though it might be your why for your business, it's really like a why for, like, the principles are really carried through in every aspect of your life.
Exactly.
And sometimes we need something to ground us back, you know? So I think that can be really powerful. Do you have a recommendation for a process that people can go through to figure out their why?
First of all, really go get that book. Like, he's so good. No, really, because that's his why. His why is helping other people find their why. So, like, I really think, like, you know, anything that I can share with you is only a distillation of Simon Sinek's process. Okay. And it's easy read. I mean, I didn't actually read it because I don't have that kind of time anymore in my life. But
an easy listen.
But you can listen. You can even just read his, listen to his TED Talk, which is a condensed version. But basically, you know, what happened for me was to really just sort of think of, like, if you start to think about the patterns in your life of the things that you do and the things that bring you joy and the things that light you up, or the things that break your heart and the things you want to change in the world, that's what's going to start to let you know, like, what is the basis on which you're operating. Mm. And it's not, try to kind of, you know, when you start to hear yourself going towards that sort of well-known, like, oh, well, I'm a certain, you know, like, I feel like a lot of Jewish women, Jewish moms are, you know, like, oh, well, I'm, you know, my purpose is to build a Bayit Ne'aman v'Yisrael and to, like, raise Jewish children and to, you know, give them a basis in Torah and whatever. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. But those are foundations that are true for a large number of people and sort of everybody in that sense. So I was like, when you start to go to that and, like, oh, well, that, yeah, that's my purpose. And that's great. That should be all our purposes. But, like, try to go deeper and say, okay, and in what way? In what way are you bringing that out to the world? What, in what way is, and another great question to ask yourself always, which really helps to grind down to your why, is, why is that important to you?
Yes. completely. I once did an exercise with a group of people where, gosh, it was so vulnerable and so good, but everybody like made a circle around me. And we did this for a few people. The whole purpose of the exercise was getting to your why, like, what's your why? Why do you want to do what you do? Everyone, I was in the center of this circle and everyone's saying, but why, you know? And like, but it really got me to uncover some layers. So I think even asking, just as you're saying, asking yourself those questions, you know, like, why do I want this? And what is that deeper thing that's really driving me or that I really connect to or resonate with is good. And I think, you know, you can journal about it or talk it out, you know, via audio, like into a text message on your phone, or I don't know, different ways resonate with different people. But I think what you're saying is powerful. And it doesn't only have to be if you're building a business, but also just for life. You know, it's like, think of it as the grounding principles.
And what will happen once you really grind down to that deep why is that you'll be able to assess all the things in your life through that lens. Mm-hmm. What happened for me was when I got down to that and I was like, right, oh my gosh, like this is my, I was cooking, it was a Friday, I was cooking and I had the audiobook blaring and I'm cooking for Shabbos and you know, I've got like, you know, 5 pots going and things in the, like all, you know, and trying to like get my kids to do what I asked them to do. And I was like, and you know, my husband, so on Fridays, my husband does all the cleaning and I do all the cooking.
That's nice. That's
great. So he's like, you know, going back and forth and between the things and picking up this and like cleaning that and whatever. And I'm, you know, in the kitchen and our space is kind of open. So we were able to interact while we were doing this. And I go, oh my God, you're, oh my God, it. I understand now. I know why I'm so frustrated, because my why, the thing I'm fighting for in this world is the every woman's right to autonomy, dignity, and respect in their birth care. And that's why I have to teach the doulas, because if they're not out doing their thing and connecting with the people who need them, then the women are not getting the autonomy and dignity and respect that they have, that they need in their birth care. Like, I can only attend so many births and I can only, it was like, oh, I was like,
wow,
the clouds split and the light shone down on me and I was like, okay, really,
that's amazing. So, that's incredible.
Yeah, and so I was able, it allowed me to filter what was going on in my life through the lens of my why, and I was able to cut out the things that I had to stop doing, like the transcription, which was taking a lot of time mm-hmm. and energy, and to focus and to stop, also to cut out the resistance that I was having mm-hmm. towards, you know, the business coaching, which I was feeling a little like icky about because I had taken sort of the wrong path. And once I was able to clear that out and realize like why I have to be doing all three of these things, attending the and doing the birth processing workshops to give women who did not have that experience the opportunity to talk about it and to process through it, and to also teach the doulas and the other birth professionals, you know, the birth guides, to do their work better, to connect better with the people who need them. That's it, just the synergy and the energy. We talked before about how my laptop died and I'm kind of limited in my ability to work right now. And I'm able to keep going because of this fire inside me of my why. Like, wow. It's so important that I can't take a day off. I can't just say like, forget it. You know, I'm not working today. I'm not going to do the things I need to do because I have to get this out there. So
that's incredible. That is incredible. And so for anybody who's thinking of becoming a doula, or who knows doulas, or, you know, who knows that their doula needs to get out there more and serve more women and make a difference, like, Ayela is your gal. So we'll leave all the links to get in touch with her, but definitely take her up on it. And I'm so bummed because we don't have a ton of time to delve into the birth stories, but can you just tell us in one sentence what the implications of understanding one's birth story are?
Sure. Yeah. So in one sentence, if you're listening to this and you're feeling triggered if you notice that like your birth story comes up for you, you feel triggered by certain things and you remember what happened in your birth, or when you feel like it's affecting your connection with your baby or your partner or other women because you can't listen to them talk about their birth stories, or you get really triggered when you're asked about it, that kind of thing is happening for you.
And a birth story means what happened to you when you were giving birth.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like you, I don't know. I know it happens to me all the time. If I'm with a group of people, I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm a doula. When I'm with a group of women, we all start somehow the conversation goes like what happened in our birth. And I can feel it. Like I've started getting, you know, sensitive to like, I can feel it when there's that one woman who's just not talking or like start to say something and she'll stop. Or like everyone responds in a way of like, oh, you should be happy that like, oh, at least you and your baby are healthy. Mm. And if you hear that and you go, yeah, but if you hear that phrase all the time because of how, what happened to you through your giving birth, and the answer is, oh, but at least you and your baby are healthy. And you go, yeah, but it still hurts. Yeah, but I don't know what to do with all these feelings. That's what processing can help with. And there are a few different modalities, and the one that I created is called Birthing Our Stories, and I'm happy to talk more about it. I want to actually offer, if I can, Jody, I'd like to offer two different little freebies, little gifts.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, great.
Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, to talk about that?
Yeah.
First thing that I want to offer just off of this conversation is, if you were listening to me just talk about birth processing and your birth story and like how that is affecting you and you just want to talk about it, I'm going to give Jody a link where you can set up a time to talk with me, and we'll just kind of set up a frame of reference of where you're at with that and see if maybe a birth processing, Birthing Our Stories workshop is a good fit for you. That's one gift that I want to give you, just an opportunity to be heard. The other thing that I'd like to give is to those of you who are birth professionals or no birth professionals or are thinking of becoming a birth professional, I have a really awesome little worksheet that helps you figure out who needs you most. And by the way, if you're even a healer of any sort or you're in business for yourself, this is a really useful worksheet, but it's focused on the birth profession. So you'll see that kind of language in there. So I will give you that link too. It's called the Who Needs You Most worksheet. And yeah, it's a really, really in-depth way to start to think about who you serve. I would love those two gifts.
That's beautiful. Yeah, thank you so much. And part of the thinking behind creating this series is to give the Jewish moms out there the resources that they can connect with and use to just make motherhood that much easier, help all of us feel a little more filled up so that we have more to give to our families, to our workplaces, just, you know, everywhere, to our friends, just wherever we are. So I think that that's absolutely awesome. I really encourage everybody to take Ayala up on her offer, one or both of them. So I will post all the links and just tell us, where can people find you? Are you on Facebook, Instagram, your website? Like, where's the best place for people to connect with you?
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram at Ayala Chwell. So super easy. My birth page on Facebook is Healing Her. So you can look that up. And my website. My website is birthyour.biz. And you can find all my free resources on there too. So yeah, birthyour.biz.
Very nice. Right? Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much for joining me. And everybody, I hope you got massive value out of this interview. We will see you next time for our next interview in the Jewish Mama Mashup. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Two Mom Life podcast. If you liked what you heard today, please remember to rate us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you would like to learn more about me and my work helping moms feel filled up and in balance, or helping moms integrate family adventures, big and small, into mom life, or to explore how we can work together, visit my website, loveadventuremom.com, or find me on Facebook and Instagram at the handle loveadventuremom. Till next time, l'chaim, to life.